So I am grateful to those people and governments of Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, El Salvador, Honduras, Mexico, Nicaragua, Peru, Venezuela, and to all other Latin American countries who have come out to defend the right to asylum. And to the people of the United States, the United Kingdom, Sweden, and Australia, who have supported me in strength, even when their governments have not. And to those wiser heads in government who are still fighting for justice, your day will come. To the staff, supporters, and sources of WikiLeaks, whose courage and commitment and loyalty has seen no equal. To my family and to my children who have been denied their father, forgive me, we will be reunited soon. As WikiLeaks stands under threat, so does the freedom of expression and the health of all our societies. We must use this moment to articulate the choice that is before the government of the United States of America. Will it return to and reaffirm the values, the revolutionary values it was founded on? Or will it lurch off the precipice, dragging us all into a dangerous and oppressive world in which journalists fall silent under the fear of prosecution and citizens must whisper in the dark? I say it must turn back. Do the right thing. The United States must renounce its witch hunt against WikiLeaks. The United States must dissolve its FBI investigation. The United States must vow that it will not seek to prosecute our staff or our supporters. The United States must pledge before the world that it will not pursue journalists for shining a light on the secret crimes of the powerful. There must be no more foolish talk about prosecuting any media organization, be it WikiLeaks or be it the New York Times. The US administration's war on whistleblowers must end. Thomas Drake, William Binney, John Kerouac, and other heroic whistleblowers must be pardoned or compensated for the hardships they have endured as servants of the public record. There is unity in the oppression. There must be absolute unity and determination in the response. Thank you.